When I think about courage and risk-taking against very tough odds, I think about Jay Ladner. He is one of those people that you meet and you're captivated by their energy, by their presence, and their comfortability with themselves. But it didn't come easy for Jay. He struggled for a lot of his life coming out at a very early age and having his parents actually not agree with his choices and kick him out. So Jay had to step up in his own life and be the hero of his own story, which he'll talk about today, but he's also going to teach you how to become the hero of your own story. Let's go, baby. Well, hey there, good looking. Welcome to the Ryan Whedon Show, where we unlock the secrets to living your best life. Don't believe me? Stick around. It'd be much cooler if you did. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the show. I am excited to be here today. I'm always excited to be here. And here is one more reason. Our guest today, he is an educator. He is a mentor. He is a stylist extraordinaire, a balayage master, and co-host of the No Stylist Left Behind podcast with Nina Tullio. Welcome, Jay Ladner.
Oh, thank you so much, Ryan. I am so excited, so thankful to be here with you today.
I'm glad to have you here. The whole time I was doing that intro, I was just thinking in the back of my head, I had that voice saying, you're going to screw up. You're going to screw up.
You know what? As a fellow podcast host, I think like it always is in that introduction. You're like, just let me get through this front end and we're good.
Right. Then everything else will be smooth sailing, right?
Once you get through intro. I'm going to play this intro at every class.
Yeah. I love it. I love it. Well, it's so great, man, to have you here on the other side. I've been on your podcast a couple of times, maybe, I don't know, two or three times, and I'm grateful for that. And it was about time I got you in the reverse seat here so I can pick your brain and find out what the heck you've been up to. I remember we crossed paths, I don't even know how many years ago now. It's amazing how many years have just gone by. You were doing tons of balayage and I was doing tons of balayage and we were crossing paths on different shows and gosh, when was that? That was like 3 years ago or 4 years ago.
I think four years ago.
You walked by me, I think, in your high heels at some point.
My platforms.
Your platforms, yes. Man. And you were doing a lot of traveling education there before you actually got into more of the mentoring. So tell me a little bit about, I don't want to go back as far as you want, but like, how did you get into hair? How did you get into balayage? How did you get into mentoring and podcasting? And how did you get to where you are right now?
So the first thing that comes to mind is seeking knowledge first. That is exactly how I got to where I am today. And I have to give it up to amazing mentors in my life that held me accountable, allowed me to gain knowledge and credibility over time. But that also stems from like my core foundation. And that's from having that like fighter, the sense of urgency and the survival mode that I kind of had to train myself in, right? To navigate this world at like being kicked out at 16 and navigating the world, sometimes alone, right? But you then find your family that's out there. I found myself always doing hair, but I was a performer. I was a dancer professionally and I got injured. So I started doing wigs and like, that's where I started. And later in my career, wigs would come full circle. And my mentors allowed me to create space for unlimited opportunities. So whatever I wanted to do, they had my back the whole time. And I think that is my role now in this industry is giving space and knowledge seeking arenas for our next generation of stylists. And I think that's all of our roles as leaders and mentors in this industry is to give it back.
So you said a lot of it you owe it to mentors. And I think a lot of us that have become mentors ourselves owe it to mentors
for
showing us the path and then giving us the reins kind of so that we could take over and help others that like they've helped us. Mentor, anybody that you want to give a shout out that was an exceptional mentor, somebody that really affected your life and maybe some lessons that you learned from them or some of them.
Oh, I'm fired up for this, Ryan. So Alan Kemp was RIP. He passed away this past year. And he was a senior national educator for Paul Mitchell for the state of Florida and my learning leader at Paul Mitchell School, Tampa. And he's the one who kind of broke me out of that fighter. Like, I was leading through fear because I had no clue what the hell I was doing. So he was like, dude, you're not Johnny Cool. You will become Johnny Cool, but you're not him now. Like, you have a lot to learn. And he created a space for me. And I remember the first day I was in his salon, he handed me the salon keys. And I said, what do you want me to do with this? Like, I was like fumbling the keys. And he's like, you're the next generation. And I'm going to show you, you have a leader spirit. And I want to wake that up and like kind of get you there. And there's one statement he told me that I still live for this day. And it's, talk is cheap. It takes money to buy land. And not only from the other people, right, in business and in life, but also what do you have to offer? What does your land look like? What does it look like? Is it kept? Is there like fruits and, you know what I mean? Like plants growing? Is it luscious? Like, or is it dried up? Like, what does that look like? And to be careful and move with ease of what you promise and what other people promise you. And talk is cheap. It takes money to buy land. So do you have money? Do you have land? Like, what do you have to offer? And sometimes that's just seeking knowledge is what you're offering, right? Vice versa.
Well, because a lot of times at first, I mean, before you actually have the experience to back you, to prove that like, hey, listen to me, because this is what I can do for you. When you're beginning your journey, none of us have anything to show for accomplishments because we don't have any, you know, at the beginning
just
of the journey.
Just our energy. Yeah.
Yeah. Just our energy. And I guess it's enthusiasm and showing up and just what we are offering is, yes, we're seeking knowledge and we're exposing our soul. And this is who we are.
Yes.
And I'm giving you me,
yes,
as a person, as a hard worker, as somebody that will fight for something that's going to help you grow.
Yes. Amen.
Yeah. Amen. And so you were kicked out at 16. You mentioned that you quickly went over that, and that, I can't even imagine. Can you dive into that a little bit?
Yes. Right. Well, proximity is everything. Mm-hmm. I'm going to start there. What I've learned in my life is that me being different, almost like the black sheep, and my identity as a gay boy at the time, my father and my stepmother, their proximity was never taught about that. Like, they were never around that. So as I stand here today, almost 35 years old, I've forgiven them for the lack of knowledge they had at that moment. And as a father of two kids, right? You're a father, Ryan. Mm-hmm. It's my role and obligation now to make sure I learn from my parents and not really hold grudges, but the awareness of showing my kids even more love. And I can break that cycle, right? Because they didn't know any better. And I'm telling you, Ryan, I was a force to be reckoned with in my household. Like, I was just me. And it was hard for a family of seven to really understand that when there was a family of seven. Like, right? I was very like a rebel. I still am to this day. Mm-hmm. But I think what I have learned is everything that I do moving forward, my past told me where I'm going. Right. And understanding that in the way I mentor, in the way I'm a dad and I'm a husband, a brother, that kind of helps me navigate forward. Right. Of just understanding that proximity is everything. And through seeking knowledge and having conversations, change can happen.
I totally get that, man. And so you have four siblings then,
so
right?
I have three sisters.
The math in my head. I'm like, barely a seven. Wait. Minus two, it's five. So, okay.
Six. So six. I have three sisters, blood, and I had two stepbrothers and a stepsister. So there was seven of us. Like, it was wild.
And where did you fall into the middle lineup of that age-wise? In the middle. Okay, okay. And did you actually come out at 16, or did you already came out before that and your parents, you just became more maybe visible to the point of where they couldn't take it anymore? Or?
I was outed by my stepmother.
Okay.
And I wasn't ready. I was a part of the Pentecostal church. I was praise and worship. Wow. Like my life, because my home was very chaotic. So I found refuge in my church. And the moment through therapy and like healing, I'm letting go of her, of that trauma, that it will never go away, but I'm more aware of it and understanding the proximity of where she was and what she was taught. It crushed my entire life. Like I didn't have anywhere to go, but my older sister, thank God, right? She was going to college. So, and my older sister was already out of the house. So Sherry knew that relationship with my stepmother. And from being outed and removed from the church to removed from my home and moving to another state, right? Like it was so wild. And if I didn't have the love and support of my sister, my oldest sister, Jessica, I don't know if I would have made it. You know, like I understand when people are so lost that the only way is some way, right? Like you've got to figure it out. So thank God for my sister, Jessica.
Shout out to Jessica and shout out to all those people that support us that when we're going through our deepest sorrows and our biggest challenges, the ones that stand up for us are the ones that we never want to let go of.
Amen.
And we always want to be there for them.
Yes.
And I totally get where you're at, where you talk about making that generational shift by putting that knowledge out there so that way you can break that chain. And it happens with every generation. There are gaps in knowledge, especially with the rise of education and technology and openness. Because I feel like humans get to a certain age and they just don't care anymore. They don't want to learn anything else. They want to stop growing.
Yes.
In essence, given up. And I've experienced that in my own family. When I was young, I lived through like the 80s and youth 80s and 90s. And I'm about 10 years older than you. And that people, if we talk about mental illness, and I've talked to you about that on your podcast back then, if somebody had a mental illness or was depressed or suicidal or anything that was slightly abnormal, we just called them crazy.
Right.
Oh, look at that crazy person talking to themselves.
Yeah,
crazy person that wants to kill themselves.
Yeah.
Like there was no more exploring that. It was either you're normal or you're crazy. There was nothing in between. And my parents' generation, that's the way they looked at it. You know, there weren't many of them that were open to, that had that empathy toward mental illness.
Yeah.
We didn't know it nearly as much as we do now. And I feel like that's one of those gaps that I want to close, create that openness in with my kids. And they'll probably teach me things along the way. And I hope they do, but I hope I'm never closed off to the fact that I'll stop listening to them.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with you. And like, it's our role as humans, whatever lane we're in or interactions that we're having is opening up a space where conversation can exist like this.
Exactly. Now you've been doing the podcast now for how many years?
3 years. We just had our anniversary.
That is incredible. That's incredible. You've got a great voice for podcasting too.
Oh, so do you. Thank you. What is so funny, Ryan, even in my classes, people will stop me and be like,
"Yeah,
I just want to record your voice. Like, will you record my voicemail? Will you do my alarm?" I'm like, I'm available for anything.
Here's my website, Venmo me, and we'll get started.
Let's do it.
So, are you even doing hair anymore? Or have you totally moved into mentoring?
I am seeing about 25 guests behind the chair, and I can never let that go.
And why is that? Because you love it so much, or because you just love it? You can't say goodbye to your clients.
I think it's all the above, right? The clients, I love them so much. And they're like my outlet to get new conversation pieces, new placement and patterns, like what is happening. But also, I can never forget about the license that got me started. And the moment I forget about that, I'm out. Like I need to go move on to another industry, right? Or another dream or hope, and remembering that if I do not have connection and I'm not delivering a service, that connection piece will be lacking. And I've kind of witnessed in some situations through some mentors that I've had where that went away and then they weren't, their feet weren't on the ground. Their ear wasn't to the ground. And I love just being a hairdresser first. I love it. Like, I love being a stylist.
I've started to actually find my passion again doing hair. It's funny to say that because I've been doing it for such a long time. I have a educational company. But it's like you get to a point, and I got to a point where I was a little bit of burned out, and I don't work in the salon anymore. And I just was draining and my body was hurting. And I really enjoyed kind of being behind the scenes, creating content and doing all this. But recently I've found that passion becoming rekindled, and I'm shooting a lot more videos and I'm really getting back into
it. I love that.
Yeah, this is really, really fun. This reminds me of when I was doing it early on, where a lot of people, they work for the weekend. They wait till, they can't wait for Saturday and Sunday. Now it's like, oh, my work week is almost over. Sure, I get to hang out with my family, but I'm like, I love going to work during the week. I love it. Yes. I absolutely love it. I get to be creative. I get to do my own thing. And it's just fun to tap back into that person.
Yeah, I agree. And I feel like I don't have the capacity for anything more with all the jobs and things I'm doing in the industry. But it's like, even if I have to go down to like 10 or one, I will at least have one, like at least one, like hanging on.
Yeah.
Yeah. As a lot of people know,
what goals, dreams, what are some big accomplishments,
professional, and bucket list items
that are in your near future, 5 years, 10 years, no time limit,
just really putting our pulse on innovation for the future. But I'm a bridge. Like, I bridge people together. Like, I am like that social person who builds credibility and then gives it away. Right. And right now, I'm helping launch companies to the market, and it is a wild ride. I never thought for one second I would be doing this, and I'm having the best time. I did it with Colorbow, which is a clip comb, and now I'm the director of education for Fast Foils, and I'm bringing them to the market with them, and it's so fun, and it's so exciting, and I have other brands that are reaching out that are new to the market asking for my assistance. And it is wild. So basically, I feel like I'm a mix from like a news anchor, Olivia Pope from Scandal, right? Putting out fires and launching and right? And a stylist. It's so fun, like now going into the manufacturing side and speaking with distributors to get our name out there that will help the industry move forward. And those are the brands I love working with and that I'm seeking out as well. So I'm seeing a shift in where I'm landing in the industry, and it's actually really fun, thrilling, fearful sometimes, right? Because you're like, I don't know what I'm doing, just like anything. So that's what I'm doing. But I will never forget my heart and soul, and that's to make sure no stylist is left behind.
That's amazing. So you're doing all, I can't even remember, Fast Foils, you're the director of education for that. You're the, for Oligo Pro, you're the
creative director of Oligo. Yeah.
That's incredible. So how do you handle all this? And if somebody's listening and they're looking for different opportunities, maybe even to step out from behind the chair, how did all these opportunities that you were able to take advantage of come to you?
So a closed mouth never gets fed, and no one knows who you are unless you tell them. That's number one, right?
And you're really good about that. You show up as yourself, you're very authentic, and you're just like, here I am, whether you like me or not.
Get it if you want it. If you want it, I'm available. If you don't, that's cute. Like, I keep it moving, right?
Right, right.
So I think one is understanding why you're doing it and what you want to do. Mm-hmm. And then getting inside the room and being the quietest one in the room, seeking knowledge. And I feel that my door is always open, right? There's so many of us, you, Ryan, like Nina Tullio, my bestie, like all of us are open and ready to guide you and to lead you towards your dreams, right? I feel like when you've kind of made your mark and you're standing strong in your foundation, it's easy for me and others to give that back.
Mm-hmm. You seem like a believer in creating your own luck, right? By putting yourself out there, by showing everybody else that yeah, I'm going to work hard for this to happen. And then when that opportunity comes, I'm going to be ready to jump on it.
I really feel that moving through life, there is a lot of hope, right? And dreams that allow you to seek out what you want to do.
Well, yes, I agree that a lot of us are hopeful, but I think unless we actually follow through with action, put ourselves out there, and as you were saying, kind of like, what did you say? Not keep your mouth open, but ask for the opportunities almost.
Yeah, exactly. Speak up because everyone's worth it. You are worth it. If you're listening to this, it's yours. You just got to show up and like seek knowledge and do the things no one else wants to do. It's yours. Right. You can have it.
Well, that, and it's like, if you want to work with somebody, you got to tell them. You can't just, they're not going to read your mind and just come out of the blue and say, hey, you want to work for me? It doesn't happen. Nobody's coming to save you.
Yes.
It's like you have to put yourself out there and take action to make your own luck and to create those opportunities. There's this one quote that I love. I don't know who said it exactly, but you know how there's that quote that's like, need to be in the right place at the right time? Well, takes it a step further and says, you need to be the right person in the right place at the right time. So that, it's like, it's kind of, and I think about this too, with my wife. If I had met her in my 20s, we would not have worked out. Oh. I was a douchebag.
Yeah.
You know, and who knows what she was like, but it's like you meet people at the right time at the right place as the right person for things to actually happen and mesh together. Same thing goes with our industry. If you get an opportunity to go on stage, but you're not quite ready and you do it, you might not be great.
Yes. So
that's why we always need to be working hard behind the scenes to create our own luck and create our own opportunities, but also be that right person at the right time.
Amen. I absolutely agree. And just showing up authentically, like give the world who you are, not what you think the world wants you to be. Like if you can lean into that authenticity, and that takes a lot of work, right? You've got to do a lot of self-reflection, and therapy has helped me on that. You know, like really showing up authentically. And I feel like finally the world and the industry is seeing Jay for me because I'm ready. I've done the work.
Absolutely.
And I'm ready.
Absolutely. And you're a shining light.
Thank you.
Yeah. Hey, I was talking to Nina recently. I've talked to her a lot.
Yes.
But she's going to be one of our speakers at the Hero event coming up.
Yes. I'm excited for her.
And I heard that you're going to be going to that.
Yes, I am going.
So you know that we have Balayage Awards, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So we're having these Balayage Awards, nine categories. We have nine categories. I look over. Seven categories. Wait. So we got seven categories.
I'm here.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought you were frozen for a second. For those of you listeners out there or watching this, we've had a lot of moments that the internet's been shoddy. So he was really still for a minute. So I thought he was frozen again.
I'm like on the edge of my chair. I'm like, yeah.
So I asked Nina and I was going to ask you, would you like to be a presenter on stage for one of the Balayage Awards?
Ryan, I'm going to fall out of my chair. Yes.
You heard it here. Honored. And you're going to be one of the judges too. So you're going to be one of the judges for the Balayage Awards.
Oh my God. My life. Thank you. I'm excited and I'm honored. Yes. I'm trying to keep it together.
Don't keep it together. Let it all come out. This is a great show.
This is so iconic. Ryan. Yes. I'm gooseies. Like I am honored. Thank you. Oh my goodness.
You were so welcome. You were going to rock it. You and Nina are going to go up there. And I just was thinking about it. And
it
would be perfect. You were going to be there. And you being there and handing an award to somebody that has worked very hard for this award, I couldn't imagine anybody better giving it.
I am so grateful. This is so cool. Yes, I cannot wait. And get ready, everyone. I'm getting my Versace out. Let's go.
I love it. I love it. Well, Jay, it has been such a pleasure to talk to you and interview you for a change. And I thank you so much. Keep showing up. Keep being a shining light in this industry. And text me. Let's become better friends.
Let's do it. Let's do it. I can't wait. You're the best. Thank you. And everyone listening, I love you. And you are not left behind. I promise. I'm in the rooms. You are not.
From now, everybody, keep loving fiercely, grow with purpose, and share your passion with the world. Thank you for being here today. Thank you so, so much for listening. Do me a favor. If you loved this episode, please share it on social. Take a screenshot of this episode and tag me on Instagram or Facebook at ryan.weeden so I can share it with my platform of over 1 million people in the community to see. Love you so much. Let's spread the love and inspiration together. Remember, love fiercely, grow purposefully, and share passionately. See you soon.